Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson, pow pow pow.
I'm Sir Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along, it's the Friday episode, slightly later than usual, but then again, who gives a shit? Cats. Mm. Cats in supermarkets.
Yeah.
That's where I want to begin today. I don't know if you've seen the news this morning.
No.
I'm just trying to find it. Court fight looms over Sainsbury's cat ban. And there's a man with autism who is taking Sainsbury's to court for refusing entry to his assistant's cat, Chloe, who helps him stay calm. And Sainsbury's are basically saying, fuck that. Sainsbury's are saying, if we let one cat in, we're going to have to let all the cats in. And then, chaos. Now, I am pro-chaos. When it comes to supermarkets.
It might be good for business. I mean, if there was two supermarkets in my area and one allowed cats, one banned cats, but the other one was overrun with cats, I know which one I'd be going to for my weekend groceries.
I think this is going to kickstart the economy because it's going to create work for people in the supermarkets who have to clean up all their shit.
Cat minders. Piss. Cat security.
Cat minders.
Because some cats are fine.
Cat security.
Like Nelson would be fine in a... in a supermarket situation. Some cats, you know, like the likes of Pure Lynx or Fat Black Cat, they could cause trouble. They could be troublemakers.
They're not supermarket cats.
They're not supermarket cats. But let me tell you, if they get the green light, they'll fucking be in there like swimwear, mate.
Yeah.
They won't fuck about. Yeah. Word will get to them quickly and they'll be like, right, let's get straight down there and start fucking shit up.
You know what they'd be doing? Obviously, there's going to be guidelines like you've got to go in with a human if you're a cat. And they'll be like, you know, when teenagers hang around outside off licences, wanting grown-ups to go in and buy them fags and booze.
Yeah, yeah.
Pure Lynx and Fat Black Cat will be like that, hanging around outside Sainsbury's going, God, can we come in with you, mate?
They'll fucking they'll prey on old women.
Yeah.
Who go on their own. There's always old women, especially during the day, going on their own to do their shopping. And like Pure Lynx will have a fag on the go and he'll go, hang on, hang on, here's one. And he'll quickly throw the fag, stuff it out with his paw. And he'll go, excuse me, madam. Do you mind if I accompany you into the Asda?
I need to buy some multivitamins for my health.
I could keep you company.
I'll be no trouble.
If there's anything you can't reach from a high shelf, I can pounce up there, no problem. What with me being a cat. Do you like to buy anything from the higher shelves, madam?
I can leap up there and knock it down with me paw.
With me paw, no problem at all.
Catch it in your basket.
You're a lovely little cat, aren't you? That's right, I am a lovely little
cat. I'm very well behaved, yes.
As they get through the doors, he's like, all right, I'll see you in a minute, sweetheart. I just got to go up the deli counter and get myself a bit of ham for free. That's where they'd head, mate. They'd go to the deli bit.
Yeah.
Because then they can pounce behind the fucking glass.
Meat.
It's like, I'm helping myself to a bit of potato salad here. See if you can stop me,
cunts.
A bit
of cheese while I'm at it.
A bit of smoked German cheese. Yeah. Delicious. I'll tell you what else. Yeah. I'm going to have one of them samosas and take it home with me.
The chicken drumsticks, are they cool, Dad, yet, or what?
No, cat. You have to take a ticket and wait your turn. Then we give you a sticker with a price on it and you pay for it at the till. Fuck off, mate. That's human stuff. Can't you see I'm a fucking
cat? Get me human
cat?
To do it.
Yeah.
I don't know where she is.
I'm
She's
having
just
it on my toes
in.
With that. And I'm going to take some of that chorizo while I'm at it, you daft cunt. I'd like to see that fat fucking human security guard you got at the door chase me down. You seen how fucking live and nimble I am? A cat is uncatchable.
So there you go.
Well, I'm all for it. You would need to... I would probably hire other cats to be cat security because human beings, you can't... A man cannot catch a cat, really.
To catch a cat, you've got to think like a cat.
Yeah, and that's why you've got to bring
a cat
in. A cat that you've trained.
Put the little put the little security uniforms on.
Oh yeah, with the hat and all of that stuff for sure. Walkie talkie. Meow meow. Meow meow. This is cat. There is a fat black cat hanging around at the delicatessen counter. Okay, leave it with me. We could get, what's his name? Oh, that talking cat you know over there. He'd be good. You could train him to be a security cat.
Brambury.
Yeah, Brambury.
Oh, Brambury would do it. Brambury would love that. Yeah. Brambury's not very well at the minute. Brambury's got an eye injury. He's been fighting. So his eye's been closed for a few days, but it's gradually opening up again. He's got some eye drops.
Yeah, I mean, Nelson gets quite a lot of eye complaints. And I know this sounds cruel, but, over the years he's had so many that you can, before you know it, if you panic and take him to the vet too quick, next thing you know, you've done a fucking monkey down the vets, right? And the fucking cat gets better anyway. So now, I leave it for a few days because I've noticed that cat's eyes are self-healing mechanisms.
They are. Yeah, you just got to let nature take its course, I think.
Yeah, very often he'll have his eyes shut for like 48 hours. Yeah. And it swells up a bit. And suddenly he's either been fighting or also around this time of year, the cats will get involved with the bees quite a lot.
Yeah, it could be that. Yeah,
they
exactly.
They do. They try and eat them because there's so many bees around in the gardens because the flowers come out. And like Nelson, you know, you find those bees that I think they get drunk on the pollen. Right, they binge on flowers when the flowers first start to bloom, and they go like they really have a right good fucking drink up, right?
Yeah,
through their little tube, and then they just sort of pass out.
My tube's all full.
Oh, I'm fucking full of pollen. I've got to take this back to HQ to turn into honey. But I've got to have a little rest first because I am exhausted.
Me fucking tube is so sore. Well, the pollen has gone up it.
I'm just going to settle here and have a sleep. Hopefully no cats will come and try and eat me.
Why would they? I'm just a bee.
A moment later, oh, what's this? Oh, a fucking cat. Right, I'll sting the cunt in its eye.
Then I'll die.
And I'll die. So it's a bad outcome for everyone involved. Not least my gaffer back at the Ive, who's going to be expecting me to deliver, who expected this pollen to be delivered fucking 5 minutes ago.
Where the fuck has Michael got to?
Has he been sleeping on the job? I tell him, you don't have to get your tube that full that you're tired. Do two legs instead. Get it half full, bring it back to the Ive, leave it with me, go back, get the other half. That way you won't tire yourself out and end up getting into fucking trouble with cats.
I bet he stung someone. He's got an attitude problem, that Michael.
He'll have stung fucking anger that local issues. Cat. He should have the cat wouldn't have had a chance to come sniffing if he hadn't been lying there on the grass kipping. It's unnatural for a bee to fucking kip out in the mud. But the thing is, you do see them and you think, because often round the end of summer, you see a lot of bees that are just dying because I think they just think, fuck it, summer's over. There's nothing left for a bee like me through the winter months here in London, here in the UK. So I might just die now. And that's fine. If you see them at this time of year and they look like they're sitting around, you see them, they're going very slowly, their little bee legs. You know what I mean, Andy?
Yeah.
And they're like, they move. And you think, that bee's dying. Bit early to be dying, innit, pal? It's only fucking May. You've got the old summer ahead of you. And then you realise, no, they're not dying. They're just knackered and basically pissed on, like, nectar. And that's when cats like Nelson come sniffing at them. So my advice to the bee community is just fucking take it easy and don't make yourself so vulnerable and exposed.
Getting back to the whole cat in the supermarket thing, if this is allowed to become a thing, which it feels fine to me, but then it's up for grabs, anything. You know them fellas who have the beard of bees?
Oh, yeah.
Those fellas who just put bees all over their face. They can start walking into Sainsbury's and saying that they are, an assistant's beard of bees. And who's going to say no?
Yeah.
And then, you know, where do you draw the line? Does it need a bee line? I don't know.
You draw
the line at beard of bees.
I don't want to come across like a right uptight Lampard, but I don't want men with bee beards in the supermarket because like it would make me really anxious.
It was.
But then you later take your, you can take your assistant's cut in to help soothe your anxiety.
Yeah.
Can't you?
So, I do. Yeah, I've like written before about Nelson's impact on my anxiety, and it is true. Anxieties, cats soothe, can be very soothing, very soothing. I know he's always been very soothing to me, for sure.
So Oscar, on the other hand, is not soothing to me at all.
No.
Oscar.
Dogs aren't that soothing. I mean, I love dogs, but they, you know, there's a lot of work involved with a dog.
Yeah, I think it depends on the dog. I think it depends on the dog and its general temperament. And Oscar's temperament is fucking neurotic. He's paranoid. He's fearful. He's just completely on edge at all times because he's half Chihuahua. And that's the problem. And the message is, the lesson here is, never crossbreed any animal with a Chihuahua.
Just don't crossbreed animals. It's unnatural. Maybe it isn't. You can have lots of breeds all crossbreeding into a mongrel.
Yeah.
But this sort of experimentation, like Dr. What's-His-Name's Island, where you get like a fucking poodle and a Labrador and put it together just for the aesthetics, I just think that's wrong, because you're basically breeding mutants. That said, I was on... funny enough, this week...
What's the difference between a mongrel, then, and a Labradoodle? Because it's just all crossbreeds. Are you talking about combining lots of different types of dog spunk together,
Andy,
and then...
look at me and you, right? We're both mongrels, yeah? We're mongrels. Yeah. Because if you went back through your history, it wouldn't just be purebred Mackhams, right?
Don't forget the T-shirts we used to sell. We evolved from dogs.
We evolved from dogs.
It all ties in.
Right, we are...
Do you still sell them? I hope we do.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, this really, like, makes us millions, those We Evolved From Dogs T-shirts. Well, don't worry, it's all being invested into property.
Good.
I just think we're mongrels, and it's better for, you know, there to be a diversity in the gene pool. But to me, pure breeding pedigree dogs is just like the royals. Do you know what I mean? It's like weird. Yeah. You're just like, oh, keep it all in one species.
Yeah, but if a mongrel, how does the chain begin where the final product is a mongrel?
Just let it
You've
happen.
You've got to crossbreed two dogs, haven't you, to begin that.
To begin
and then
it, but people are
crossbreed
doing
Crossbreed them with other dogs.
If it happens natural over the years, dogs walk around. Yeah. In olden times, dogs would walk around and they wouldn't have much to do. This is before they were domesticated. So like Victorian times, a dog would just walk around the street and it would fuck. They
fucking
couldn't go into...
fucking and shitting.
They would fucking shit and then look through rubbish for food, right? And it just happened.
Sounds good.
One dog would fuck another dog, that dog would fuck another dog, and that's how mongrels evolved, right? But now what you've got is people going like, oh, I want to see what it's like if I cross. Like, it's like making a McFlurry. You know, they go, right, we're going to do McFlurry Cadbury's Caramel, right?
Yeah.
Because someone's just thought that, I wonder what that taste combination would be like. But it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to see what it's like if I breed an Alsatian with a bulldog. Why?
Right.
Because I want to see what it would look like. And that's a human involving himself in the evolution of dogs, which is not what Darwin or God had in mind.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I just think fundamentally there just needs to be a law where you can't breed a fucking Chihuahua with anything at all, because they're just not disposed to be mixed emotionally. You know, I mean, Oscar's a freaking half Chihuahua, half Shih Tzu, and there's a big size differential in them two dogs. So then you've got to try and imagine the actual fucking process itself. Mm. Who fucked who? Did a Chihuahua fuck a Shih Tzu?
Disgusting.
Did the Shih Tzu fuck a Chihuahua? Neither of them seem natural.
I tell you what, however it happened, there would have been some mad dog breeder standing over them, possibly with a gun, making them do it.
Yeah.
Jalapeño.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you wouldn't be hearing this brief but annoying message if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
I've spent quite a lot of time this week on the Pedigree Chum website, where there's a "What dog should I have?" quiz.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. But a lot of time.
I didn't type in pedigreechum.com. What I did was I typed in "What dog breed should I have?" quiz. Right. I like to do that from time to time, and then I do it, and then I get my wife to do it, and my kids to do it, and then I cross-reference what our results were. And it's really good fun. The only thing is, it doesn't... I want it to come up with one breed. What it does is it comes up with, like, six suggestions. And then you have to click through and read them all.
In order, or...?
No, they just go, all of these suit your criteria. And I'm like, I feel a bit shortchanged because I answered about fucking 12 questions. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think you should come up and say, right, this is it. Get yourself a boxer.
Yeah, definitely for 12 questions, yeah. Fucking hell. Do your job.
Well, they gave me a choice. I think a boxer did come up for me. And what I wanted, what I was telling my wife was that when we get a dog, I want one. I love drool. I like a dog that has a lot of drool coming from its jowls. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's fun, isn't it? I mean, it's sort of disgusting, but it's like so funny. Yeah. I know you can probably, like some of them, if they're very slobbery, they have a... they wear a bib.
I'd say more disgusting than fun. I think the fun would wear out quite quickly.
Oh, but it's so cute. If you had one of them slobbery dog. I'm really into the idea of getting myself a St. Bernard. I was thinking that in the little flask that they, because St. Bernards always wear a flask around their neck, don't they? Because they're rescue dogs. They all come with a... If you buy a St. Bernard from the shop, it has that, presumably that little barrel thing around its neck, yeah?
It comes with a barrel. That's full of brandy, isn't it, for when you're rescuing people.
No good for me. I was thinking I'll just fill it with Heineken Zero.
Well, can you buy a non-alcoholic St. Bernard where it comes with a barrel that's got Heineken Zero in?
Yeah, that's what I want to get.
Because you can't access the barrel and change what's in it. It comes with whatever it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I better look that up then. It's sort of...
What you're after is a non-alcoholic dog.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it must exist in this day and age.
I would love a
St. Bernard. They're so big and cuddly, aren't they?
They're
good at rescuing you if you get yourself in, if you go stray.
I don't know. I think you've got to find a happy medium. I think some dogs are just too huge to have around the house, I think. They're just obtrusive.
Yeah, my house isn't, big enough for a St. Bernard.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes I just look at Oscar and I just think, fucking hell, there's a wild animal in my house. Why is that there? Yeah. How's that? What's that doing just fucking mooching about?
In my family, we all sort of love animals. And when we were growing up, you know, we had a lot of animals in the house. But weirdly, my oldest brother, Theo, hates animals. Not like hates them in as much as he wishes ill upon them. Right?
Wants to kill them.
He doesn't want to harm animals, but he is disgusted by them. Right? In fact, I often think he moved out of our house and went to live with our dad when he was like a teenager. And I genuinely think one of the reasons for that was that we were getting more and more pets.
Right.
We're one of those families like all the time getting more pets, adding to it.
Oh, well, fair enough.
And I think he was just really, exactly as you just phrased it, that's how he's always phrased it. Because I don't understand why why someone would choose to live in a house with a wild animal.
Beasts.
Yeah, and I kind of, I love animals, right? And I love having pets. But I've always thought when he said it, I can get how you're seeing it. If you're built that way, it must seem really odd and quite awful, you know. But it's strange that he's the only one, because the rest of us all fucking love animals. We've all got pets as well. Now, as adults in our own homes, we all keep pets apart from him. He's like, I mean, he's the truth is he's a bit scared of them.
All of them.
He's scared of animals. If a cat or a dog comes up to him, you know, like they do when someone new comes to us, they come and give you a sniff and say hello. He like literally panics and like has to like get up and walk out of the room or whatever. Maybe he thinks.
I suppose every animal poses some kind of threat, doesn't it?
Yeah,
pretty much.
But you got so does every human in a way. Yeah, here's a good animal story that I saw someone tweet today. It's from the Times, right? Headline is this. Tiny robotic crabs could enter arteries to clear blockages.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Finally, robot crabs.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking scuttling around inside us.
But the person who tweeted has said, how can we trust the crabs not to get up to mischief once they've unblocked your arteries? The devil makes work for idle claws. It's Mick Booker tweeted that. And I'm thinking, that's true. Once they're in there, they're in there. All right, I've cleared the arteries. And then you're like shouting down, presumably you'd shout into the person's ear. The doctor would shout into your ear. Are you done? Yeah, we're cleared it. Clear as a whistle. Right, out you come then. We'll be out in a minute. We're just going to have a little look around.
We've got a bit lost, but we think we know where we're going. We'll give it 10 minutes and we'll be out.
You've got to come out now.
I know what you're doing in there.
I can't hear you, sorry. I've got lost in his intestines.
Signal's breaking up.
That's the problem. Once you start letting robots inside the human body, it's the same as once you start letting cats inside the fucking supermarket. You know, all bets are off.
But surely the robot crabs, you can get them out with magnets, I reckon. Wherever they went in, they've got to come out of, and I'm sure you can draw them out with magnets.
Yeah.
A magnet can overpower everything, really, can't it? It can overpower the mind of a robot crab.
Here's a bad thing this week. We've had a lovely chat about animals, which is something that brings us all a lot of joy. But here's something that I have to tell you that you may or may not be aware of. But it's disturbed me a lot. And I think it might be. We talk a lot on this podcast about, you know, one day leaving the country. We both intend to retire to Mallorca. In adjoining pod chalets. And I've talked a lot about fuck it, I'll move to Denmark. Everyone seems nicer out there. And with each
Denmark and Mallorca.
With each passing day, you sort of think increasingly, God, this country is so irredeemably stupid, right? And like devoid of any self-respect. And it sort of can really depress you. And I think the final straw arrived this week because it came to my attention that some people who walk among us in our society are referring to the Platinum Jubilee, which in itself, of course, is an affront to all of us as the Platy Jubes.
Platy Jubes, yeah.
This is a big problem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at a stage where I'm not going to rage against this futile. I accept now that the world is full of fucking idiots, right?
Yeah.
Especially this country specifically is full of fucking idiots, yeah? And so, in a way, I wasn't even that surprised. Of course, they're fucking calling it Platy Jubes, the daft cunts. And I'm like, I can't control this. This is what you learn in recovery. I can't control what other people do. That's them. They've got complicated personalities and lives, and who knows what's made them the way they are. But I need to get out. I need to leave. I can't be exposed to someone in real life potentially saying to me, and let me tell you, the area where I live, there's a high fucking chance that some cunt's going to say this to my face.
It does feel, no disrespect, it does feel maybe like a southern thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Platy Jubes.
It does, yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? Because I don't know.
It can spread. You thought the Red Wall would never fall, mate, and it did.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It could be a bit Red Wall-y as well. There could be. There's a lot of Jubilee content going up around here in shops and in people's gardens. I've seen some fucking Union Jacks going up in gardens. I also saw someone put a Sunderland flag up in their garden.
That's more like it.
I thought was a nice, maybe it's a counteracting thing to the Jubilee thing, but it's fucking everywhere and it's still a week away. It doesn't happen until next Thursday, the Platy Jubes. We're going to just be fucking surrounded by it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going away. I'm going to Hungary to see my in-laws.
Oh, yeah, you're leaving the country. That's exactly the right thing to do.
No, but I'm getting fucking back for the platty cunting dupes, aren't I?
Isn't that... When are you back, then?
I'm back on Friday. When's the fucking
right,
platty dupes?
It's Thursday, isn't it? Isn't platty dupes Thursday? Yeah, I think it's Thursday. It's platty dupes Boxing Day on Friday.
Oh, well, that's when
I'm
coming
back. You have your platty dupes fucking street party leftovers.
I think the fucking, all the stupid, the street parties and all that are going to be carrying on over the weekend. I think there's one going on down my road. And, like, I'm torn because, on the one hand, yeah, I love the idea of, like, all the people in the street coming out, having a chat, having a bit of music, whatever. That's nice community spirit. But, you know, it was nice in lockdown when we came out on a Thursday night. There was a few sort of nice evenings then.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind that because it was sort of like, it was supposed to be, I can't remember what it was about. It was a celebration of the NHS, I think.
I think it was the NHS that, that's all gone now.
Speaking of the NHS, mate, I've accidentally done some journalism. Sometimes I do some journalism just by mistake without even trying.
Yeah.
Because it's pouring out of my fucking pores.
You're Britain's top journalist. Yeah, it's just instinctive, isn't it?
I've been making
reflexive journalism.
I've been making a podcast, as you know, coming soon. So watch out, everyone, with Sean Ryder, right? Of The Happy Mondays. Now, I think there's some really good content on it. Podcast, not mine, but I'm sort of a facilitator on it, right?
Here's Handler.
Yeah, I basically ask him questions and prompt him, sort of thing. And he talks a huge amount about health. So we just talk loads about health with each other because, you know, Sean is like, he's in his late 50s. And like a lot of men in his late 50s, you know, he's had an increasing number of health complaints. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. He convinced...
Yeah, I mean, not unsurprisingly, his lifestyle choices.
He convinced me, he keeps telling me, Sam, you might have this or you might have that. And then I go and tell my missus, look, I think I've got this. And then she does a bit of digging and goes, why do you think this? And in the end, she gets it out of me that Sean Ryder's
told me.
And she's like, fuck's sake, you can't keep bothering the GP. Sure. You keep getting referred to the GP by Sean Ryder. This is
That's
a waste of their resources, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The latest thing Sean's convinced me I've got is a testosterone deficiency, right?
Well, yeah.
Because you know the sleep apnea. I was telling him about that. He's got that as well. And he's gone, it could be, if you're tired in the day, you keep napping, it could be testosterone deficiency. He's got it. I can say that because he's said it publicly lots of times, right? And it's an increasing... It's effectively...
Yeah, fell out, didn't it?
Yeah, it's effectively the male menopause is real, right? Yeah. It's real. And slowly, like, medical science is catching up with this, right? And the tiredness and, you know, I mean, I'm bald, but I've been bald for a while, so I can't really blame that on it. But anyway, I thought, fuck it, I'll get a blood test. So I go on the app for my GP, the NHS GP, right? And you book everything on that nowadays. And I go on and I try to book a blood test. And it comes up and goes, there are no appointments. Not there are no appointments in the next month. There are just no appointments for this.
Ever.
At
no
all.
Blood tests are available
fuck off.
Ever.
Right?
Yeah.
There is nothing. Well, there goes, you can come and take your chance at open surgery, or this is an NHS app, and this is where the accidental journalism goes, or please select below from what sort of tests you're looking for. So there's a drop-down menu.
Right.
And there's one that says blood test, testosterone levels. So I go, yeah, that.
Okay.
Right? And because I thought, it's fine, go up there. The nurse takes a bit of blood. They send it up to the hospital, and the results come back a couple of days later.
Yeah.
So I click on it, drops down and goes, here are some places that you can get this test done. The links that they provide you put in your postcode, it provides you a number of links of places you can get the test done. All of them are private clinics, right? I think this is
are they all like news agents, you know, that like news agents that do bag storage facilities as well.
Yeah, it's basically like that. Yeah.
As well now.
Go down to the fucking corner shop.
Yeah.
Mr. Singh will fucking take your blood and he'll stick it in a special machine.
Parcels of blood tests.
While you're waiting, he'll sell you 10 fags and a slush puppy. And by the time you've had that, he'll have the fucking blood test. Bad news, I'm afraid, Mr. Sam. Your fucking testosterone is non-existent.
God.
No wonder you can't get a fucking hard on like you used to. You ought to get yourself up the butchers and that, buy some offal. It's the vegetarianism that's didn't probably surprise done me for at you.
No, it didn't surprise me at all.
It was linked to a load of private clinics. That's, I mean, this is an NHS app. And I think that is privatisation by the back door. Because you're going on an NHS app and they are referring you to private clinics that are you pay at the point of access.
I kind of thought you were going to say that they send you out a kit. Now that we're all flow experts, that we're all self-medicating.
That's the next part of the story.
Right.
I gave in and I thought, fuck it, I'm going to have to pay for this. I'll pay for it. I thought Superdrug, I can trust them. It's a brand I trust. I don't know about you, Andy, but Superdrug is a brand I trust.
Got the word super in it and drug.
Exactly. I thought it's one of the best names for a shop ever, right? Possibly the best name for a shop ever. But because there's so many of them, people have got used to it and they never say, oh, it's a really great name for a shop. It is the best, Superdrug. So I've gone on. It's cost me £50, which I can tell you is not the most expensive. A lot of them were closer to 100, right? This was one of the cheapest I could get. I have the pack in my hand. It is a testosterone test that you do at home, then you send it off. I will be filming myself taking this test and putting it on the on the Patreon for Turbo subscribers exclusively.
Oh, right. I thought you meant proper journalism, not the Turbo.
No, the journalism bit is when I exposed the referral to private services by the NHS. Yeah.
To our 95 Turbo subscribers.
Content. This is content.
All right, okay.
This is content. I will be doing my test later today, and then I will be uploading the video to Patreon for Turbo subscribers. You will see me doing a live testosterone test on myself.
There you go. So in short, in summation, you have paid £50 to do a test thanks to the say-so of Sean Ryder.
Correct.
Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you, listeners. Enjoy your weekend. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.